Former MTA chief Joe Loda is running for mayor as a Republican. Before he ran the trains and buses, Loda served in the Giuliani administration for 6 years as deputy mayor. WNYC's Jim O'Grady spent a day with Loda on the campaign trail as the candidate shook the hands of voters, visited a men's suit factory, and debated one of his Republican opponents.
Here's what Joe Loda sounded like at an MTA meeting last September. Loda has just accused board member Charles Mordler of lying. And now the two men go at it, with Mordler speaking first.
I will not challenge you.
I wish you would. I wish you would.
Oh, I'm
be
happy
a man.
To do it. In your
be
words, I will bring it on.
Be a man, Loda says, like a character out of The Godfather, his favorite movie. Thank you. Now here's the sound of mayoral candidate Joe Loda as he courts voters in Union Square Park on a recent summer day.
Jose, my name is Mayama Jose. You do Sudoku every day? You're smarter than I am.
Not every day, once in a while.
This kind of interaction, chatting up people on park benches, is new to Loda as a first-time candidate.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
It's quite,
I mean, the liquid that you guys make.
Oh, right. I hear a bit about that myself.
It's retail politics, and it's a departure from Loda's work of the past two decades as an executive for Rudy Giuliani, then Madison Square Garden, and then for a year, the MTA. He says he's much more used to giving orders than presenting himself to strangers and asking for support.
As you know, everything I've ever done leading up to this, I've always been in charge. I'm not in charge now. I'm the product.
Loda began his day at Riverside Church at the funeral of Bill Lynch, deputy mayor to David Dinkins. In the pews were Bill and Hillary Clinton, Charlie Rangel and Al Sharpton, a reminder that New York is still in many ways a Democratic town. But Loda also knows that the last Democrat to win Gracie Mansion was Dinkins in 1989. So he presses on, aware that the crowded field of Democratic mayoral candidates keep wounding each other in their battle to win the September 10th primary. Now it's early afternoon. The candidate keeps meeting and greeting as his communications director, Jessica Proud, sizes up the race.
We have the Republican primary that we have to get through, but we're definitely, you know, we're not taking that for granted, even though we've been fortunate to be far ahead in the polls. But we're definitely looking, you know, towards the general election.
A recent Quinnipiac poll has Loda leading supermarket magnate John Katsimatidis in the Republican primary by 43% to 37%. But that's within the margin of error, and it's down from Loda's 49% share in July. Now it's late afternoon. Loda hops into a silver SUV with a driver. We crawl through downtown traffic on the way to the Williamsburg Bridge and a suit factory in Bushwick. If Loda is known outside political circles, it's for being in charge of the MTA during Storm Sandy, for being the guy who got the flooded subways up and running relatively quickly. Loda enjoyed a lot of TV time during Sandy and its aftermath, often at the side of Governor Cuomo. I asked Loda if that's what convinced him to run.
No, I had actually been thinking about it, seriously thinking about it before Sandy. Well, I was looking at the candidates who were running for mayor, and I actually said, you know, I have more experience than they do.
At the clothing factory, Loda is greeted by Martin Greenfield, the 84-year-old owner.
My wife's family, her father, was the only Republican maybe in Brooklyn. So we only watch Fox television.
Seriously? Wow. Then you've seen my commercial.
Then in comes Rabbi Israel Shemtov of Crown Heights to pick up his custom-tailored suit. He spots Loda, comes over, and gets right to the point.
So what are you going to do for us? What are you going to do for me?
Loda answers that he's going to keep the city safe. Then the rabbi attempts a joke, which Loda makes sure goes unrecorded, and wisely so, because it turns out to be ill-advised.
There were three kids playing in the park. A white kid, Spanish kid, and a black kid.
Hold on one second. You might need to shut that off.
Yeah.
I just want to protect the rabbi and myself.
We're back in the street. The sun's going down. Loda needs to return to his Midtown Manhattan headquarters and prepare for a debate that night against the third candidate in the race, George McDonald, the founder of a back-to-work program called the Doe Fund. In the car with some of his staffers, Loda agrees to warm up for the debate by answering a lightning round of yes or no questions.
Do you sing in the shower?
Not anymore.
Have you ever ridden the Franklin Avenue shuttle?
Yes.
Do you jaywalk?
Yes.
At Christmas, do you tip your doorman more than $50?
Yes.
Can you name a Kardashian?
Kim.
The debate is held at 8 p.m. at Queens Community Access Television in Flushing. Loda and McDonald agree on many issues, including their criticism of Democrats as union-coddling, soft-on-crime, tax and spenders, and both express support for the police department's stop-and-frisk program.
I'm a big believer that we need to continue stop, question, and frisk. We need to make sure that the men and women of the NYPD are properly trained. We need to make sure that...
Loda says part of his transformation from executive to candidate has been learning to be disciplined about what he says in public. His once freewheeling Twitter feed is now a predictable stream of announcements. But in the green room before the debate, where there's some electrical interference, he can't help but address the rumor that his favorite tweeter is the character Drunk Hulk.
Did I read that Drunk Hulk was one of your favorites?
I love Drunk Hulk. Drunk Hulk is the best. I gotta meet this guy.
Who knows? If Joe Loda is sworn in on January 1st as the 109th mayor of New York City, he might just get to meet Drunk Hulk. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.